good and bad. Tom Fitzpatrick was a mountain man who was among the first white men to discover South Pass, Wyoming. He recalled one of his more notable experiences.
Now, time I'm remembering was spring of the year. Now, it had been a hard winter. Band of renegade Injuns got a hold of me, and the only way I escaped was on foot. Now, a man don't ever want to be left without his horse. Sometimes that sort of thing is unavoidable. Anyway, made my way across country. Come to a river, pushed out on its banks, tried to cross. Made it, mind you. But in the process, lost everything I had, including my rifle, powder, and grub. And about all I had was my neem and my trusty old butcher knife. And I followed the banks of this river for 2 days, subsisting on buds and roots and weeds. The evening of the second day, I was digging roots of a swamp plant. Why, all of a sudden, there comes a low growling from behind. They come fast, wolves, close fast. So up I jump, climb a tree, and I go up as far as I can get. That pack of wolves set camp beneath my tree, commence to howl away the night. And they tear up the ground and gnawing at the tree so much that I fear they might succeed. For some time, for daylight, they give up and move on. But I don't trust them. I wait for it to get good and light before I come down. When I do, you can bet the family farm that I hightailed it out of there.
Soon after, Fitzpatrick came to a hill. He looked over the crest and saw that pack of wolves feeding on a dead buffalo. His stomach started growling loudly, but he waited until the pack had eaten their fill. He sneaked down to what was left of the corpse and ate all he could of it.